This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you do a search for the word leather on the list of 5,000 or so Chinese products that are scheduled to be hit with a 10% tariff on Monday, as I was talking to Lee and Rachel about, you will get 142 hits. And if you import leather raw goods from China to make your finished products here, that's about 142 more hits than you'd like, because it's going to make your cost of goods sold go up, which means you're going to have to eat those higher costs or pass them on to your customer. But there is an exception to prove every rule, and our exception today is Michael Korchmar. He runs the leather specialty company in Naples, Florida, and he testified in favor of the new set of tariffs to the U.S. Trade Representative last month. So we got him on the phone to talk about how the new changes in American trade policy are going to help him. Mr. Korchmar, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Guy.
Give me the quick skinny on your company. What do you make? What do you do?
We manufacture all types of bags, luggage, leather goods, things of that sort. It's a fourth generation, 101-year-old company that still produces in the United States of America.
And to hear tell from the testimony you gave to the United States Trade Representative and the letter you wrote, you are getting killed by Chinese competition.
Well, that's no exaggeration. I started my career in 1977, and we were the largest producer of leather business cases in the world. By 1982, China had knocked off our styles and undercut our pricing to the point where we'd lost 30% to 40% of our volume. And in order to survive, I actually went to China and started operating a business there.
Did you really? How'd that go?
I was making a fortune and felt dirty.
Huh.
I should say we also operate a plant in the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. After my stint in China in the 80s, in order to compete and survive, we started a plant in the DR, the oldest democracy in the Caribbean, a country that tends to support our values a bit more than China, and struggled for many years to make it against China down there, but came out on the good side of it, and that's allowed us to continue our U.S. operation as well. And now it's growing. Both are growing by leaps and bounds. First, because of the threat of these tariffs, and now, my goodness, it looks like they're really happening. So we're tightening our seatbelts and just trying to grow as fast as we can.
You're being undercut, I assume, by these Chinese imports by some significant degree, right?
Oh my goodness, yeah. Back in the 80s and 90s, we couldn't win a job if we would do experiments and we'd quote 10% below material cost. And China would always bid lower.
So let's think about this from the consumer's perspective here for a second, sir. So American consumers, if they want to buy leather goods of the type that you make, they can either pay more for what you make and support an American business, or they can pay more for a now tariffed Chinese import and support a Chinese business. Is that your basic take, that consumers got to pay for what's right?
No, it's not that simple, really. I mean, they don't need to pay more, or certainly not much more, if it's being made by us in the Dominican Republic. And the interesting thing about that, Guy, is that the materials we use when we produce in the Dominican Republic are U.S. materials made by U.S. workers. So if you keep it on, even if you keep it on this side of the world, you're supporting U.S. manufacturing.
Last thing, sir, and I'll let you go. You say you're buckled in, trying to grow as fast as you can. How long do you think this trade war goes?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's a war. I think it's business. And the Chinese understand it. They've been cleaning our clocks for 40 years and loving every minute of it. And all they see now is that we've finally awakened and are doing to them what they've been doing to us. It's not a war. It's just business.
Michael Korchmar, CEO of the leather specialty company, Pro Tariffs, Mr. Korchmar is. Thanks for your time, sir. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate being included.